First order of business, elect the chair.
So I don't know if you would like to be the chair. I'm very happy to do it. And get training from you as we go along, however.
It's fine with me. This is to set up committees to hear the grievances.
Yeah, the hearings, the hearings and stuff.
How many are there?
Two and an appeal, right?
Two and an abatement.
Abatement.
Which should go pretty quickly.
You're doing three, right?
Yeah.
So.
How many appeals do we have?
Two. We only have two and one abatement.
Or just two?
Yeah.
Which is surprising, right? With all of.
Yeah.
With all of the new.
It's very good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm happy to do that and then, while I can to, kind of muddle through this. And then when I need help to be able to, come and sit with you and say, okay, how the hell do we do this now? Do you know what I mean?
That would be good to get me trained.
It would be valuable for us because the knowledge, do you know what I mean? I mean, I've learned a lot by helping to write the reports, but that's not the same.
Yeah, well, that's how I learned from your grandfather.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Same way, yeah.
So,
I always had Harold, right there as well, might be good to do this way.
That's what I, I'm happy to do that.
I'll nominate Gaston then to be the chair.
Okay, thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay.
Another part that I was wondering about that we've not really done before, and I've read in here, and there was that training. The vice chair, if we have a vice chair, the vice chair can do everything the chair can in their absence. Is that something that we want to do, or do we keep it just as the chair as we've always done?
Works like we've always done it.
Okay, so we'll do it that way.
Are you comfortable doing it that way with your schedule being what it is?
Yeah, I'm very comfortable with that.
If it gets to the point where we might need a meeting and you're gone, we'll just appoint a temporary.
Yeah. Which you can do that, by the way. It's in the statute.
Sure.
Okay, so the last thing is?
That was it.
Yeah.
So.
And so then next Monday.
So we have
Monday,
a meeting on the 29th.
Yeah, on Monday.
Set up a committee
hearing.
We have the two hearings. And then we'll need to set up a committee to go to the property.
The inspection.
Yeah.
One will be a house and one is just land, so.
Yeah.
It's not bad. I mean, with a total reappraisal, there's only
two.
So,
Carmen DeWeese, who is Robert Carvelli's grandson, has 93.8 acres, I think it is, up behind 243 and behind, above me, across from her.
Yeah.
And so he's grieving his assessed value. And then Dennis and Yvette Pepin, Mr. Pepin that used to make the fireplaces, work and stuff. In the back, his house that he was in before he passed, they have that one. Not close to the road. It's up and behind it. Yeah.
Stone.
It's stone, right?
Yes, yeah.
And then somebody wanted theirs abated?
That's me. It's for the house I tore down.
Oh.
Yeah. Pretty straightforward.
The house isn't there.
The house isn't there. I don't want to be taxed on it.
There's a hole.
Hey, you do.
I would like that.
It looks good.
Yeah.
Looks good gone.
It does look good gone.
Yeah, you did a nice job.
I bet the people in Sue Barnett's house being able to look right straight through from the back. I noticed when I left today, that opens it wicked, huh?
It opens it. He did ask me whether I was going to cut down the trees in between the two lots.
Did he want it done or no?
No.
He didn't want it done.
He didn't want it done. No. So I left him there.
Yeah.
They're leaving anyway.
Yeah, they're leaving anyway. Yeah.
You almost make easier non-profit to the
Yeah. I think he was going to put up a fence if he stayed, because there was holes and then they were filled, so.
That makes a nice lot now, if somebody wants to build a house there.
Yeah, it does.
Nice lot.
Oh, looks good. You got it all seeded down, or?
No, it's too, I've been waiting for it to dry out in the back. It's so wet in the back, I can't level it.
Always, even Barnett's is wet.
Yep.
Ours too.
Yeah.
Main Street.
It's just wet.
Now, grass should grow in that, what he bought you, but.
I hope so. I'm worried it's a little sandy, but I'll seed it up.
I planted that, he got it up to, on top of the pit.
Yeah, he said that.
And I've used that at my house a lot of times, and grass grows pretty good.
That's good.
Good.
Yeah.
All right. So then next week, I'll ask for those who are interested in serving on the inspection committee, and there'll be a minimum of three, can be more, but there'll be a minimum of three. And so we'll work out a schedule amongst the inspection committee and the homeowner, much like what we did down here. I mean, according to what they said, the Vermont League, it's right, you said it, Dave, and it's sort of like, well, I think a little bit more, right, friendlier than that. I mean, we need to kind of figure out when they're going to be there so that they can be there.
So it's convenient.
Yeah, I mean, we want to. So that's all for tonight then.
That's it.
All right, I'll adjourn the meeting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
Thanks, Bobby.
Yeah,
I really.
Yeah, and if you run into
6:05.